Joining us live now, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent, the host of Sunday's Face the Nation on CBS. Bob, once again, as always, we're taking a close look at these jobless numbers and what it could mean, especially in the battleground states.
No question about it. And what it could mean is the election, because as it was in the beginning, it remains absolutely true, even more so now. This is going to be an election about the economy. I don't think you'll find anybody, any observer, pollster, guru, whatever you want to call it, who would tell you that the economy is not going to be the main issue. And I think it's not so much what the what these job numbers are today. It's what they're going to be in November. It's what they're going to be in October as we get closer to the election. This is a campaign that, you know, has gone off in many directions, but in the end, it comes back to what's the economy going to be like before this election.
Another thing, Bob, as we take a look at these jobless numbers, those are national numbers, and if you look at the actual battleground states themselves, some of them are doing better than the national picture.
Yeah, that is true. But again, I think it's gonna all come down to how they look as we get close to the election. Right now, I mean, both of these campaigns are out. You know, yesterday, the Romney folks, you know, had this super secret trip down to the Solyndra plant that has been closed out there in California, where Romney wanted to stand in front of it and say, you know, this is an example of what the Obama folks do. While on the other hand, you had the Obama folks calling a news conference at the Massachusetts State House to point out, in their view, what a bad governor of Massachusetts Mitt Romney had been. I mean, I think all of that kind of really, I don't want to call it silliness, but all that kind of stuff is just minor. It will go by the by. In the end, it will come down to what these jobless numbers are, and I think that will be the major factor in who our next president's going to be.
We know you'll be talking about this on Face the Nation on Sunday.
Yeah, David Axelrod, who was the one who called that news conference in Massachusetts, the president's chief strategist, will be our guest, and then Wright Priebus, who, of course, is chairman of the Republican committee out trying to help in that recall effort of the Wisconsin governor out there, trying to keep him in power. He'll be there to talk for the Republicans. And then we have a big roundtable. Ed Rendell, the former Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, and then a couple of political columnists and strategists, Bob Schrum, who was John Kerry's campaign strategist, and Michael Gerson, who, of course, was a speechwriter in the Bush White House. They'll all be down sitting at the table at one time to hash over just what we're talking about this morning.
My guess is
they're going to talk about the unemployment numbers.
Probably. Thanks, Bob. We'll look forward to it.
All right. Bye.
Bob Schieffer from CBS News.